Let's now take a little bit of time to gather ourselves into the body, planting ourselves as we've done in other practices today, feeling our feet and our bottoms and our hands all beautifully, unconditionally supported by the earth. Feeling those contact points. This is your ground. Bring the breath into it. Allow for some nice full breaths. To further ground in just being here. Letting go of all other activities. Letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. Giving ourselves a little soothing touch wherever you like to do that, as a wee reminder to bring a kind, friendly awareness to the practice, to yourself as best you can. And just taking a minute or so to just really ground in body sitting, body breathing. And just listening now as you sit, feeling body, feeling the breath, just listening to some introductory words about this practice. So we are going to do a rain practice that has the G in front of it for grounding. So you're already doing the grounding. And the R is recognizing, the A is allowing, accepting that it's an issue. The I is investigating, feeling into it deeply through the body. And the N in this context will be nurturing. And in your workbook, you'll find this titled Being a Compassionate Mess. So we'll use the grain practice to help us work through this process. And so for all of us throughout our lives, we can get caught in using self-compassion to try to get rid of pain, difficulties, to try to be a better person. And what's interesting about this is that this is actually a form of resistance. It's very subtle, yet it is a form of being resistant to being mindfully and kindfully aware of things as they are. It is forgetting that everybody's life is difficult. That everybody is an imperfect human being living an imperfect life. And so today we will do this practice formally as a template for then doing it perhaps again formally, but also doing it informally in the midst of whatever struggles you may be having. So now just taking a moment, no writing, going inward, perhaps eyes closed, feeling body, feeling breathing, maybe soothing touch, and really grounding. One of the ways we are resistant is when we've had a situation where we feel we've not measured up, we've been inadequate, maybe even feel that we failed at something that was important to us. And the emotional pain of this, you know, we can get so caught in trying to fix it, change ourselves. So bringing forward to mind some situation that fits like this, but please don't take on anything too challenging. About a 3 or 4 out of 10 in intensity, so that you can build resources, learn the practice, and not get overwhelmed. So holding in mind this situation, perhaps a sense of who, what, where, and when of it all, just as we've done with thought records. All the while staying grounded. And so now, with the grounding, we are recognizing, this is so for me. And as we recognize it, see if you notice any discomfort in your body. So for it to be a situation that has some merit in terms of going deeper into it, you should actually feel a little discomfort in the body. Some contraction, some tightness, some stress, the breathing changing. And if you're not, perhaps choose another situation. Or if you're feeling too much going on in the body and emotionally, then choose something else, something less difficult. So take a moment. So you're not writing yet, you're just feeling into this, recognizing, perhaps there's a name to the situation. If you've chosen one to work on, can you now allow the emotional discomfort and the attendant body sensations to be here? Can you accept, yes, this is a difficulty for me? Can you hold these difficult feelings in a grounded, soft awareness, hand to the heart or elsewhere at any point, really allowing . Can you investigate how it feels? Feel it through the body. Can you be with yourself with this, with a loving, connected presence, or perhaps draw upon a compassionate friend, one you've imagined, or someone real in your life who's kind of being with you with this? Connecting with the grounding and breathing, a few breaths, settle yourself. Hand to the heart or other soothing touch spot. and really nurturing yourself with this soothing touch and with warm, supportive, compassionate language. What do you need to hear here? I didn't do my best in this situation. I regret that. And no one's perfect. No one's life is perfect. Can I take care of myself? Be forgiving? Can I just show up for myself with this? It's difficult. The pain of feeling that we haven't measured up can feel really overwhelming. Can we offer ourselves? Can I be with this with courage, patience, an open heart, as I would with a friend? Continuing to nurture ourselves, allowing ourselves to be just as we are, fully human. Can we let go of striving for perfection, acknowledging that we do the best we can? Trying on offering yourself some consoling words that will acknowledge imperfection for yourself, as for all of us, and yet also offers unconditional acceptance. Language you might use with a friend, or you might hear from your compassionate friend. Perhaps offering, it's okay to be a compassionate mess. It's okay to be imperfect. This is human. Perhaps offering, there's nothing I can do to change that I'm an imperfect human being who sometimes gets it wrong, like everybody else. May I try to accept myself with kindness and understanding. Letting go now of any phrases. Just feel the body sitting nicely grounded, being breathed. Maybe soothing touch as well. And even if you found the exercise very difficult, appreciate that you took this time to open to yourself with compassion, with kindness, with a full awake awareness. And it is a practice that we can come back to again and again. Listening to the bells to finish.